This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An unprecedented spate of deadly wildfires raging across Oregon kept more than 500,000 people, one every eight residents under evacuation alert on Friday, even as weary firefighters took advantage of improved weather to go on the offensive against the blazes. The wind-driven fires have been destroying thousands of homes as a matter of days, making Oregon the latest epicenter and a larger number of outbreaks and fires sweeping the western United States, collectively scorching a landscape the size of New Jersey and killing at least two dozen people. Although at least four lives were known to have been lost in the state of Oregon this week, the governor, Kate Brown, has warned the death toll could grow for higher and said on Friday that dozens of people have been reported missing in three fire-stricken counties. A Northern California wildfire that destroyed a foothill hamlet has become the state's deadliest blaze of the year, with at least 10 people confirmed dead, and researchers are still looking for more than a dozen missing people. Authorities say that the North Complex fire near the small city of Oroville that exploded in the wind-driven flames earlier in the week is advancing more slowly right now. U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden marked the 19th anniversary of the September 11th attacks at memorials Friday, and their differences in style were sharply on display. Mr. Trump vowed in a speech at the Shanksville, Pennsylvania site, where hijacked Flight 93 crashed in a field, that America will always fight back. This is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says authorities have captured a U.S. spy near a pair of refineries in Venezuela with specialized weapons and a large sum of dollars. Maduro alleged Friday on state TV that the spy was a Marine who had served in CIA operations in Iraq. Maduro offered no proof. He said the suspect was being interrogated. The claim emerges as Venezuelans endure a second nationwide gasoline shortage this year, despite having the world's largest oil reserves. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen launched an attack early Saturday on two targets in the capital, which is controlled by the Houthi movement. The coalition launched nine airstrikes on a military engineering camp and the headquarters of the National Security Apparatus. Spokesman said that the coalition had targeted a meeting of high-level Houthi leaders at the camp. Bombings in the city have been relatively rare since September of 2019, when Saudi Arabia launched indirect talks with the Iran-aligned Houthi movement, which it has been at war with since 2015. The conflict has led to what the United Nations describes as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Saturday's attack comes after the Houthi group said it had attacked an important target in the Saudi capital Thursday using a ballistic missile as well as drones. A tropical depression that is forecast to reach near hurricane intensity early next week has formed off South Florida. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Tropical Depression 19 formed Friday. Forecasters say the system could become a tropical storm before it moves inland over South Florida early Saturday. It is expected to reach tropical storm status by Sunday and could approach near hurricane strength in coming days, heading to the Gulf of Mexico. And people from the Florida Panhandle to southeastern Louisiana have been urged to keep watch of the storm. More than 912,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. There are more than 28.3 million confirmed infections worldwide. The NFL's new stance encouraging players to take a stand against racial injustice got its first test as some fans of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs booed during a moment of silence to promote the cause, touching off a fresh debate on how players should use their voices. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.